This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Australia's only LGBTIQ+ national news and current affairs show. Proudly sponsored by KHQ Lawyers. Passionate about being the best.
But first up tonight, Guardian Australia senior finance reporter Ben Butler uncovered a pretty shocking story about the financial health of our private health funds. Ben explains what he found.
The regulator that is responsible for this industry has done some modelling of how it will shake out in the next couple of years. And essentially, all but three of the funds are going to be financially unsustainable within a couple of years, which is a pretty sort of shocking result. There are about 37 funds at the moment. So you can see that that's essentially a death spiral for the vast majority of the private health industry.
And when we're looking at funds, are we looking at for-profit or not-for-profit funds?
Yeah, both. But the regulator, APRA, says that the only ones that are likely to survive are the really large for-profit funds, which is probably not a great outcome for members. So it's a pretty dire situation for the industry.
And have they identified which three?
No, they haven't. They haven't identified who's in sort of what category. So there are sort of four categories of funds that they've put people into. One of them is ones that have got lots of money in it, have got a viable sort of business, and there's only three in there. And the rest are in other categories that they might have a fair bit of money but not a viable business, or worst of all, not a lot of money and no viable business model. And there are four funds in that going to fall into that category within 2 years. And those funds are likely to be the most immediate risk of collapse. So it is quite urgent.
What are the risks to consumers if a fund collapses?
Look, the real risk is really in the run-up to collapse, which is the phase we're in now. So what's been happening, according to APRA, is that as profit margins shrink, or potentially could shrink, in order to maintain those profit margins, what funds have been doing is squeezing policyholders by offering them less benefits when they make a claim, more restricting the services available under the insurance agreement, all that kind of thing. So, in fact, collapse is sort of the end point that happens because you as an insurance policy holder, a private health insurance policy holder, are getting done over and decide that it's not worth it. And it becomes a cycle where younger people see less and less value in the system, leaving it stuffed with a bunch of older people who cost more to send to hospital because their health conditions are more complicated, because that's what happens when you get old.
Yep.
And the whole thing just gets worse and worse and worse. So the collapse, the regulator essentially won't allow these people to collapse. It will force them to merge with each other before they're allowed to collapse. But it kind of doesn't matter from a consumer's point of view. By that point, the product is so bad that you're unlikely to be getting any value from it.
Yeah, and it kind of sounds like, and let me know if you think this is wrong, that if fewer people are accessing private health or private health cover becomes more narrow, that also means that fewer people are going to be going to private providers, and then it'll put more pressure on public hospitals and the public system, which is struggling as well.
So this is a great area of dispute, right? So the conventional wisdom over the years has been that the private health system takes stress off the public health system. Now, that may be true in areas like elective surgery, the classic being, say, you've got a bung knee or something and you need to get it fixed, but it's not urgent. So in the public system, you'd go on a waiting list, and the private system, you can get it done pretty much immediately at a private hospital, and insurance pays. But there are vast areas of healthcare in Australia where everything is in reality done in public hospitals. And that is basically any time you're in trauma or in real strife, you'll end up in a public hospital. So you're in a car crash, you fall down the stairs, you know, you're struck down by coronavirus or something, you're going to be in a public hospital because you're going to end up in emergency. And private hospitals don't do that stuff. So it is actually a bit of an open question as to what would actually happen were the private health industry as a whole to simply cease to exist. No one really knows. You'd have to think it would increase the cost of Medicare somewhat, but it is really unclear what the effect would be.
Ben Butler from The Guardian Australia. You're listening to The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.